So the opening game between Jets and Eagles, I mean, Jets are a seasoned team. They've got lots of experience, lots of island players. Eagles, the younger crew, they're coming through and they're developing their skills. And it was an interesting first start. Eagles were off the mark very quickly. Very close first quarter, only a single point in it between the two teams. Ivan Hafana and Jack Elliott really shining through for Eagles. But Jets, Paul Killick and Wayne Mears, those guys, lots of experience. They kept the pace. They kept the defensive intensity up and just slowly built up as time went on to eventually fly high above Eagles as the game finished.
Good Eagles pun there. And then let's talk about Wolves, your team, and Hoops, which is the only women's team in the league. And it sounds like, I know you said you didn't have Michael Pardo, who I think when I watch him, I think he's quite a brilliant player, really. And you mentioned last night that he was kind of benched towards the end of the game. But it did sound like the girls put up a decent fight.
Yeah, we did. Yes, my apologies to Michael Pardo. He didn't play the fourth quarter. I didn't sub him on. He was available and he was a little bit cheeky at the end for mentioning that. But
a little bit passive aggressive.
Oh no, not at all. He's a good guy and he does a lot of work for us. And he played a sterling first three quarters, and the fourth quarter we gave him a rest. That's the way we'll say it. But yeah, Hoops versus Wolves. My dad coaches the Hoops team and my sister plays for it, so a little bit of family rivalry between the two teams there. But it was a really good first half for both teams, really. Hoops, just they're continuing to progress. You know, they move the ball really well, they create opportunities, they cut through defenses quite effectively, and they always respond to what the defense does, so they change up their style of play. Daniela Cravella and Holly Hennessy finding spots in that first half to get a few points on the board, and it was very close, only a few points in it when we went into halftime. Wolves, though, we tightened up our defense. We got a little bit more fast break offenses because of that. And we also had some nice rebounds from Jack Murray, big man in the key, getting offensive and defensive rebounds, putting the ball back up and putting quite a few points on the board as well. Couldn't mention the game without talking about Oscar Lace, rookie player. Really great game for him. He played great offense, great defense, couple of nice fast breaks. But the play of the game was a fast break where he was powering down the court, defense on his back, and he did a behind-the-back pass to Ross Wilson, who was trailing, who finished with a beautiful layup. Unbelievable play, and round of applause from everybody, because it was just amazing to see.
So cool.
Yeah, really good.
And we mentioned before that this season is the first season the Hoops team have actually won a game.
Yes, the Hoops team, in essence, the Ladies League, unfortunately, dissolved a few years ago, and there are a number of players who were still wanting to play, and so they came together as Hoops and moved into the men's league, as it was, which is now the senior league, and they're a team of mainly female players, and there can be a little bit of a transition between the two. The male game can be a little bit rougher, a little bit more rough and tumble, and that was a difficult transition at first, but the ladies have practiced hard, they've worked hard, and they're starting to show results. They've won two games now this season, and they were close a couple of times as well on some other games, and I am absolutely convinced that in the next couple of seasons they'll continue to progress, they'll continue to win, and we'll start seeing them really improve and flourish.
Awesome. And then the final game of the night was Cavs versus Douglas. I came down halfway through this game and Douglas were behind, I think. And then I don't know what happened on the team chat because they came out absolutely guns firing. But then I know that Becky said that Douglas should have been ahead to begin with. So maybe it was a sloppy start from then.
It was an interesting game, definitely a game of two halves. Cavaliers controlled the first half. You know, they had the presence on defense, they had the presence on offense. Sergio Arbeloa and Phil Evans putting points on the board for them. It was really a Cavs game. Douglas were a little bit less controlled, a little bit more haphazard in that first half, and things weren't dropping for them, but they did have some nice opportunities. It looked like Cavs might continue that way for the second half, take the game. They had a six-point lead going into the third quarter, but Douglas just woke up. Douglas had a blistering third quarter, came out and absolutely ran the floor, up and down quick. Amu Hikwa was inside, working the lanes, getting the points on the board, and it was a 13-point swing in the space of 6 minutes. Unbelievable. Topped off with a couple of three-pointers from Ott. It was just amazing. They blew the Cavs out of the water. Cavs just looking frustrated, looking tired in that third quarter. And from there on, Douglas really controlled the game. Cavs tried a couple of different things, but nothing really worked for them. And ultimately, it was Douglas's game. They took a 20-point lead all the way to the end.
And just finally, can you give us a quick rundown of the leaderboard, if you know it off the top of your head?
Turkeys are in the lead right now. They've only had a single loss this season. Then second place are Forget-Me-Not Jets. They've had a decent season, a couple of unexpected losses, but they still secure that second place. Third has gone to Douglas Basketball Club, and it's only just gone to Douglas over Wolves, who are in fourth place. Both teams have beaten each other, but Douglas beat Wolves by slightly more in the head-to-head. So their records are the same, but Douglas end up with the third place because of that. Fifth place right now is Cavs. Cavs are, again, they're close to either fourth or third. The records are so close in all three of those teams. Eagles then bringing up the sixth place, and PWC Hoops with their two wins so far this season in seventh, with Poker Stars then in eighth place. But what really matters is the playoffs. You know, the league table's great up until the seedings, but ultimately you win three games in the playoffs and you win the basketball league.